This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There could be an easing of political tensions in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she is formally withdrawing an extradition to China bill. That proposal sparked months of sometimes violent protests and aggressive police action in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. The hope is that the Lam announcement will defuse tensions between her government and pro-democracy activists. Global markets have responded positively. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy.
Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That was Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. Activist leaders in Hong Kong were quick to say Lam's action today was insufficient and that they would keep demonstrating until other demands were met, including a probe into charges of Hong Kong police brutality. Retail giant Walmart says it will stop selling ammunition for handguns and for some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. This in response to the summer's mass shootings, two of them in Walmart stores. It is also asking customers not to openly carry guns into its stores located in states where open carry is legal. Walmart is the largest arms seller in the country and has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA.